Nine lands.
Actually, 10 wins. What are 10 wins? Which part belongs to which wins? We, in each one, we discuss. But just discuss the name. Never touch content, just name. But already make a student confused. So here, I just very briefly, but we major discuss 西辞大传. But the 10 wins look 10, but actually not 10, only 7.
Yeah.
Okay. You got different translation. I read Chinese here first. This in my book is page 8. I don't know, same page one another. Page 8. You can see page 8, but now we don't need to go to this. Okay, this is Wen Yan literary words. This one Wen Yan. This only Qian. Qian. These two Hebrew have one Wen Yan. The two short, very short article, only 100, 200 words. Only Qian, because important Qian, Kun important. So have all
Qian and Kun, hexagram one and two.
Yeah, have this. Not another Hebrew. Mm-hmm. Okay? This is Wen Yan. Tuan Zhuan, because each we divide the two parts. Mm-hmm. So above part, low part, we English will be first part, second part. So this have two article, two wins. Actually, they have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7.
Okay.
Actually, 7 article, but call 10 wins because this can supply two. Two.
Yep.
Because each have two parts.
Mm-hmm.
Two. So turn zhuan is. In Enneagram, Tanzhuan, maybe here, the Tanzhuan just commentary above integral judgment.
Oh, okay.
H integral judgment, Confucius gave a short, maybe 40, 20, 30 words to discuss the meaning. So the Tanzhuan, even two parts, have 64 short paragraph short, two. Then Xiang Zhuan, Xiang image, they call great image or small image. Great image in Wilhelm put with image to discuss the two triangle reading. This work, 大象, great 象.
Okay.
Then small 象, so each line, Confucius give commentary. Then we call it small image. Two parts, two. Great, small. Then 西辞 whole chapter, because divide in two. Also divide in two. So this, later we discuss only this. This article, this is very important. All philosophers come from This independent, not belong to each hybrid.
Oh.
But after. Mm-hmm. After. So independent, a little long article. In 10 ways, this is the most long article. Philosopher. So Confucius philosopher, the Egypt philosopher, you study only this. Then 说卦, this Gua is not a Hebrew, this is trigram. So this article discusses eight trigram. This talk about definition. Eight trigram. The center symbol, moving, mm-hmm. like this.
Mm-hmm.
All symbol come from this sort of for definition. So most people said this was not written by Confucius. Confucius not interest for definition. This may be later scholar added. So most people thinking Wen Ye, Tuan Zhuan, Xiang Zhuan, Xi Ci. Maybe major Confucius philosopher and his disciple, first generation, second generation disciple, added some. This is a later Yi Jing scholar. So Gua. Xu Gua just talk about the 64 hegemon in the order from first, second, Zha Gua. Just talk about two trigram, two hegemon relationship. So actually, in my opinion, this three part is second and third level. Talk about philosophy. This is the first level. First level philosophy means creative thinking.
Okay.
This is like the student of a graduate school, to thesis, dissertation, not a debate.
Could you say the name of each of the schools, of the seven schools, because you have four there. So what's the last one was like Tsa Gua?
Tsa Gua, yeah.
Okay, but what is each one? Can you give us the name of each
Chinese
one?
Chinese pronunciation?
Yes, please.
Wen Ye.
Lin Ye.
Wen, W-E-N. Wen Ye. Nian is words. Wen is literature.
Wen Yan.
Wen Ye. Tan Zhuan. James Lick is T-U-N. Tuan. Tuan Zhuan. Zhuan is a commentary.
Tuan Zhuan.
Zhuan. Zhuan means commentary. Tuan. Tuan. Xiang, you know, image. Xiang.
And the first one again is words?
This is words. Nian. Nian is words. Literature words.
Okay.
Commentary of Tuan. Tuan is judgment.
Tuan Zhuan, okay.
Tuan means judgment. Tuan itself, this is like a pig.
Oh.
Wild pig. Wild pig.
A wild pig, a boar.
Yeah, very strong.
Yeah.
Cut it quickly. So, judgment quickly. Xiang image, this is elephant.
And that, okay.
Elephant. Commentary of. Xiang, image.
And the Chinese pronunciation?
Xiang.
Xiang.
Yeah, Xiang.
And number four?
Xi Ci, Xi is high something. Tai, T-I-E, Tai something. Xi Ci, Ci is word.
Xi Zhu.
Xi Ci.
Also
called Da Zhuan. Yeah, another is a great commentary. We haven't translated great commentary, but Chinese is Xi Ci, Xi, Xi Ci, Ci is word too. Writing. Suo Gua, speak, talking.
Suo Gua.
Suo Gua, you know, trigram. Speak on trigram. Xu Gua.
Xu
is in order. Something in order, one by one. So, trigram, hegel in order.
Okay.
Zha. Zha is mix up. Zha, Mr. Lenin.
Ah.
Gua.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, okay. Okay, now we only discuss all metaphysics, cosmology come from this Hebrew. Oh no, I'm sorry, this article. 文言 emphasize virtue, attention also morality, politics. So this three is mostly politics, virtue emphasize, but this emphasize philosophy. So Confucius philosophy beginning early is in metaphysics and cosmology in this article. Okay, now okay, first we discuss metaphysics in Chinese meaning. In English meaning, everybody know Aristotle. So this is after physics. They call it metaphysics. So metaphysics translated into Chinese, this is modern. Western philosophy come to China, then we find all metaphysics. Then translate metaphysics into Chinese. Before we have known this term, metaphysics. This new word, new term, just maybe 100 years, modern Chinese language. But this term, these three come from 易经, 系辞. 易经, 系辞, now we discuss 系辞, Greek commentary, you know 系辞. Greek commentary say, 形而上, 之谓道, 这是form, and above, and above, form and above is called 道. Then, 已经 again said, later we'll find this word, 形而下, and low, low form, form and low is called qi, vessel, vessel. Vessel means materials. So above the form is called Dao, under the form is called material. This is from Xi Chi. Then modern Chinese scholar, then white metaphysics, then they use these three words together to translate metaphysics into learning. This is learning. Learning of the above the form. This is metaphysics. So before 100 years ago, before 100 years in Chinese history, in Chinese study learning, never use this term, 形而上学. No. We just say Dao. We just say the way of heaven. We never say metaphysics. So, anyway, compare metaphysics, this term. What is in Chinese history, Chinese philosophy emphasized? Okay, belongs metaphysics. One is Dao, Dao. One is the way of heaven. One is heaven destiny. Heaven destiny, heaven mandate. And nature, human nature, mind, true mind. Mind, Li, principle, Sen, spirituality. So all these terms belong to Chinese metaphysics.
What was the one before Way of Heaven?
Before Way of Heaven? Heaven.
Oh, heaven, and then Way of Heaven.
Way of the heaven destiny. I need to edit it. Heaven principle.
Oh, yeah.
Edit one. Heaven principle. All of this term, all of this discussion belong to metaphysics, Chinese metaphysics. So, talk about Chinese metaphysics have three levels. Second, we discuss. Absolutely. First level, the Dao itself. So this is like Lao Tzu's Dao can be talked about is not constant Dao. Dao itself. Maybe use Western's absolute Dao. Anyway, the first level. Second level, this is like metaphysical learning. The Dao's learning is the idea of Dao.
Oh, okay.
Idea. We ask, what is Dao? Idea of Dao. It's knowledge. Okay, the second level. Third level, the practice, the path of practice also belongs to this Dao. The path of practice.
Oh, yes.
The path is Dao, right? The Dao of practice. So this metaphysical tool, this is the Dao of practice. Dao of practice is in phenomenal, in politics, in ethics. Then you will find Chinese metaphysics. Metaphysics, itself, theory of Dao, and the practice too. So metaphysics go to phenomenal, not separate, separate from phenomenal. Okay, this is metaphysics. Okay. Now we discuss the term of cosmology. Cosmology. Cosmology, translated to into Chinese, we use this term, 宇宙论. we translate this. Lui is discussion. It's not mean discussion. Yu and Zheng. These are two terms. In Chinese tradition, philosophy never discuss. These two terms come from Zhuangzi. Also, not Zhuangzi first part, important part, later part. In Zhuangzi, only in Zhuangzi. Zhuangzi say, what mean Yu? Zhuangzi say, there has some reality, but no place, no place, no place. This is called Yu. Yu means between four directions, above, low, no? This is space. Yu is a space. Yu is space. So, it is longer without beginning, without end. Zhuangzi say, keep longer without beginning, without longer, without end is called Zhou. Zhou is time. So this space and time. That's it. Even Zhuangzi's book have these two terms, but never discussed by Chinese scholar. So before we translate into English, the customary to the here, because before, do you find no Chinese philosopher scholar discuss this? So time space actually is not important in Chinese cosmology, but very important in Western cosmology, time space.
How about now? Today?
Today?
Is that important?
If you study Western philosophy, interesting. Talk about Chinese philosophy.
All right.
In general.
But Chinese philosophy, we have another term. Actually, Yi Jing discusses time space.
Yi Jing talks about the time.
Time.
Always.
Space is position.
Oh.
They change words. Also, they use movement and temporality. They change another term. Not discuss time space in abstract idea. Chinese people not interest abstract idea. Do you answer that? Yeah, your question.
No, I understand.
Oh, you okay?
This is a little different from Japan. Japan is very popular.
Japan, this is popular?
Very popular.
This is because modern.
Yeah,
you try to find one. Not 100 years ago, no? I can make sure. 100 years ago, even Japanese scholar not interested to talk about time space.
Yeah.
They maybe talk about why Lao Tzu say Dao produce one produce two produce three, then yin yang, five elements, they regard as a cosmology. They interest this kind of
150
years ago. Yeah, 50 years ago. Yeah. This is just modern. You live in modern, so you see, lots of scholars discuss. No, before, 100 years ago, 50 years ago. No. Okay.
What is the Chinese pronunciation for discussion, last term?
This? Cosmology? Yes,
the last term.
Lun.
Lun.
Lun. Yeah, Lun. Lun. Discuss. Okay. So, belong to cosmology. I use Western. Belong to cosmology. What Chinese tradition philosophy emphasizes? For I give an example. Lao Tzu said, "Dao bring forth oneness. Mm-hmm. One bring forth two-ness." So, Lao Tzu scholar say this is Lao Tzu's cosmology. Okay. Then Yi Jing Tewens say Tai Chi produce two sides, Liang Yi, Yin Yang.
India produces 4 images. 4 images produce 8 trigrams. Listen.
Da Zhuan, great commentary says this. This belongs to cosmology. Yin Yang.
Yin Yang.
Then 5 elements. This is early from Han Dynasty, before Han Dynasty, you know, 5 elements. Now it's very popular. Chinese medicine, yeah. 5 elements. They belong to cosmology.
Okay.
So Yin Yang, 5 elements. This is traditional Chinese cosmology. So, talk about cosmology, I give Chinese cosmology four levels. First level, in Chinese cosmology, the highest one is Dao. Dao itself. So Dao also belongs to cosmology. Mm-hmm. Not only metaphysics. Cosmology. Second, the Dao's, how say, development.
Okay.
Development in this world is cosmology. The third, people and everything's spirituality, life. I use spirituality, actually include life. Is belong to cosmology. Physical nature, cosmology. So this is Chinese cosmology.
The form of the good is
Dao. Plato, from Chinese idea, philosophy idea, Plato, he cut metaphysical phenomena into 2 levels. In metaphysics, is first cause, first form. In phenomenal, not perfect. In metaphysical, beauty is complete beauty. But in phenomenal, not complete. If any beauty, not perfect. This is 2 level. So Chinese metaphysical and phenomenal actually is same thing. Not to divide it into. Dao going to everywhere.
Yeah. Dao penetrates everywhere.
This is a Chinese make metaphysic cosmology and phenomena into oneness. There's a difference. Because this, so now I continue talk about I Ching. So Yi Jing talk of philosophy studies before we just talk of philosophy studies. I divide Yi Jing into 4 systems. 4 systems. The system thinking. 4 systems. One is system of Qian and Kun. First figure and second. The system of Qian and Kun, this meaning system of 64 figures. So Qian and Kun just is the window of a door of 64 hertz. So if you study Qian and Kun, you same study the 64 hertz. This is one system. Person. Second system is hardness and softness, Gang Rou. Hardness and softness. You know, hardness and softness, this is each line. Young line is hardness, yep. Yin line is softness. This is one system. This system is related to life. Life. And discuss politics, ethics, hard and softness. The system. The third system of Yi Jing is Yin Yang system. The system of Yin Yang is belong to cosmology, outside the universe change, Yin Yang. So when you mention Yin Yang, outside. When you mean light, hot substance.
Okay.
Then four system, this I added, is sincerity and humility. So sincerity and humility, this system belong to virtue, belong to life. This meaning, we study Yi Jing, we need to know this four different system.
Doctor, would you write them down in Chinese character? Gong Gong and the Gong Ro.
Gong Ro.
Gong Ro.
Qian Kun, you don't know that, Qian Kun, you know. Qian Kun. Gong Ro.
Yes.
Yin Yang. Yin Yang.
Chen
Qian. Sincerity and humility. Okay, now we go to first, we discuss this Qian Kun system. Belong to this Qian Kun system, we discuss what? We discuss the order of universe. From Qian and Kun, then Tun, Meng, you know, the order. Change the order. Also, discuss Qian Kun, we discuss development of universe. Because Qian Kun, Piu Yang, Piu Yin.
Yes.
Together, develop. Okay. Then third, talk about this system, Qian Kun. Also, we discuss the development grow up and decay of universe, everything. Xiao Zhang, Zhang is
Xiao Zhang.
Xiao decay.
Okay.
Decay. Zhang is grow up. So universe, everything, something grow up, something decay. Something has life, something die. This universe. This way from Qian Kun, this system.
Qian Kun,
Then talk about hard and softness. This system we discuss what? We discuss ever change in universe. Each line change. Change, each is change. So change of universe. Also, we discuss how to use Yi Jing in phenomenal to apply Gang and Zhou in politics. Apply. So Lao Zi emphasized softness. Softness can control hardness. The Confucius philosophy emphasized hardness. Lao Zi philosophy emphasized softness. So talk about this system, we talk application. Application, how to use. Then we talk about system of Yin Yang. System of Yin Yang, this first talk about universe, just Wang Qi. So Qi is very important. Later Qi Gong, Qi. Universe is just Wang Qi development. So this qi become yin yang, then yin yang replace, become a cosmology discuss development. Replace, yang yin replace. Then yin yang in harmony, then everything develop, flourish, grow up. Yin yang push each other, make everything develop. So yin yang belong to phenomena outside. We emphasize yin yang harmony, yin yang push each other, yin yang replace this idea, this term. Then talk about mine. This is my idea. 澄清. Sincerity is pure yang energy. One energy. So Yi Jing for virtues, first character, supreme beginning. Supreme beginning is sincerity. Humanity is perfect communication. Second virtue, hen. Perfect communication. So perfect communication through humanity, humble. Then Chen and Qian together become a benefit. Benefit harmony. Li. Last one, sincerity and humility both establish the virtue of proper way. The fourth character, proper nature. So this I use sincerity and humility for these four virtues, Yuan, Hen, Li, Zhen. Today I give you this three picture. Next week I'll follow. I just give you an outline.
Okay.
Yes, all these term, 20 term, idiom, come from Xi Chi.
Oh, okay.
So all this is a principle of Yi Jing from philosophy.
Okay,
today we stop here.
Okay, thank you so much.